The federal government has been moving on many fronts, trying to untangle the financial mess. And yesterday, the Securities and Exchange Commission said it is considering reinstating something called the uptick rule. It's aimed at helping the stock market. NPR's Chris Arnold explains how it might help.
The uptick rule is supposed to protect stocks from being pounded down by short sellers. Those are the investors who use trading strategies that profit when stock prices fall. Scott Talbot is senior vice president of the industry group, the Financial Services Roundtable. He thinks the uptick rule is a good idea. It would require short sellers to wait for a stock to rebound a bit or tick up slightly before placing a bet against it.
It's designed as a circuit breaker or a shock absorber or a guardrail to prevent short sellers from artificially decreasing the stock price.
I guess if you're thinking about this as a guardrail, you'd say that, you know, short sellers have helped, you know, drive financial stocks
off the cliff. That's right, over the cliff. And so what we want to do is reinstate the uptick rule and prevent the bank stocks, the financial services stocks, from going off the cliff.
You might notice he said reinstate. This rule was created in the 1930s, back when Joseph Kennedy was the first head of the SEC. But in 2007, the SEC decided the rule wasn't necessary anymore.
The uptick rule.
CNBC host Jim Cramer is among many pundits and investors who've been calling for a reinstatement of the rule. Here's how he explained it on his show.
A regulation that forced short sellers to wait for a stock to trade higher, an uptick, before they could slam it down, before they could annihilate it, bam!
But some people say the idea of blaming short sellers for the demise of financial stocks sort of ignores the bigger problems here. They say these companies drove themselves off the cliff with all those toxic loans that are crippling their balance sheets. Gary Smith is a partner in a small hedge fund and has been an online financial columnist and TV commentator.
The uptick rule kind of sounds good, right? I mean, yeah, we'll slow down those short sellers, those evil short sellers.
Are you one of those evil short sellers then? Or?
I will go short, yeah, absolutely. All of which to say is I don't think it's going to be bad or good. I think it's got very little effect.
Some economists agree. Pete Kyle is a finance professor at the University of Maryland who has studied this issue.
The uptick rule makes you wait in line before you sell, but you probably only have to wait 1 minute. I think it has hardly any impact at all. We're not talking about a profound effect on prices.
And Kyle is in the camp that thinks short selling is good. He says it helps keep stocks realistically priced by creating a reward for identifying and betting against overpriced stocks.
Short selling is a healthy part of a well-functioning market.
Still, other experts think reinstating the uptick rule is probably a step worth taking. They say short sellers can gang up on stocks in times of economic turmoil, and maybe they have unfairly driven down the stock prices of financial firms lately. Mark Zandi is chief economist of MoodysEconomy.com.
Short sellers have been very, very aggressive, and I think the repeal of the uptick rule back in the summer of 2007 has facilitated that short selling. I don't know whether this is going to make a big difference, but no, I think it's a step worth taking.
Lawmakers and regulators say the uptick rule could be restored in about a month. Chris Arnold, NPR News.